over a week now since that disturbing insight into the care of children at three creches on RTE television. Small children being violently manhandled, shouted at, restrained for hours on end, neglected and in some cases blackmailed. Today, childcare workers are uniting to look for help to be trained and to turn childcare into a profession like, they say, teaching, medicine or law. 22,500 of them under the banner of the Association of Childhood Professionals. Their chairperson, Marion Quinn, is here. Marion, thank you for coming in to us. And tell us more about what you're looking for.
We're looking for the development of a professional sector. We've long recognised that the issues in early care and education are about putting structures in place so that we can have quality people working with children. And quality people means that investment needs to be made in the training and in continuing in initial training and in continuing professional development training for them. Those structures at present aren't in place. To have a quality relationship with the children, you need to have this quality person. So our biggest thing is to get those structures put in place for that.
Where would the money come from?
The money can come from this, you know, in terms of for department looking at the way the spend is happening already and the way investments have been happening already and seeing, okay, how efficiently spent are they, and kind of saying, okay, this is what needs to be done. This is an area actually where we're not getting the best return for it, and kind of putting it into it. You could kind of say, well, look, we don't have money right now. But the thing is, children are having a childhood right now, and if their childhood isn't getting supported by quality professionals, then their childhood is endangered, and also the person that they will become in the future is endangered.
At the moment, in terms of qualification, the only people looking after children who are required to have a level of qualification are those operating the free preschool year. Yeah. You're looking for this to be extended to all childcare workers, yeah, including those who are working from the home.
Yes. Obviously, if you're going to be supporting children in terms of having, you know, the development in terms of care and education, and we've got to remember that care and education isn't just a 3 to 6, you know, thing in our area. From the child from 0 to 3 has huge learning to happen as well. So it's along with caring for the physical needs, but you're also caring for the child in terms of their development, their cognitive development, their social development, their emotional development. So all the different areas. So yes, that's why no matter where a person is working with a child, they need to have an awareness of the child development so that they can support and plan activities for those, and again have that quality relationship with children.
All of this in terms of training is going to cost money, and most money in terms of early childcare coming from government at the moment is focused on the preschool year. You know yourself that for parents the cost of childcare is a big problem. It's why there are less and less children in creches at the moment. If childcare workers, including those in the home, are going to have to be trained, you're going to price people out of being able to afford childcare, aren't you?
Well, you would if it was put back on the parents, but there's no way that it should be put on the parents. And this is the model that's happening around the world in terms of that it can be, that state actually needs to get involved in that. And they need to accept their responsibility and put this area as a priority on their list. Because even before recessionary times, it wasn't a priority. There was, you know, practice frameworks, quality practice frameworks that were published in 2006. And this is before that we kind of knew that we weren't going to have the money that weren't put in place then. But you have to look at that this is what's needed for children. It has to be a priority. It has to be a priority now. The money is there, put into primary schools, it's put into secondary schools, it's put into third level. This, which is identified by research, numerous pieces of research, are the key, is the foundation times, and it's not being supported.
A lot of what you're looking for here is focused on the career development of childcare workers, and you say with the benefits for education for children. But I mean, having watched the programme, isn't the primary focus here on the care of children rather than their education or the career development of childcare workers? And is that not the primary concern of parents who watch, not thinking, I wonder how qualified is that childcare worker? I wonder what education my child is getting. The primary concern here was the care of children.
Absolutely. But the thing is, I think what there's a difficulty with understanding, or maybe that hasn't kind of quite come across, care and education are completely hand in hand. And it used to be always called childcare, but then it was kind of because people weren't recognising that as an important thing, and they're saying, oh, it's just, you know, babysitting, it's just whatever. But it's more than that. And there isn't any one aspect of the child you can separate out. Yes, a child needs to be physically safe, but they also need to be emotionally safe. They also need to be socially safe. So you've got to work on all the areas of the child, and only by having a person who's qualified and experienced will they be able to support that overall development of the child.
Marion Quinn, thank you very much for coming into us. That's Marion Quinn, the chairperson of the Association of Childhood Professionals.